For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. The primary election is less than 1 month away, and Western North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows is running for his fourth term. Meadows has seen great success in previous elections, but five other candidates will compete against him this time around. Over the past 6 years, Congressman Meadows has grown to become a powerful voice in Washington, not just for Republicans in his Western North Carolina district, but also for conservatives across the country who see the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus as the standard bearer of the conservative cause. He's won those 3 terms in Congress by an average of 23 percentage points, with support hovering near 75% in the state's westernmost counties of Cherokee, Clay, and Graham. He's well-financed and a familiar face on the 24-hour news networks. All that hasn't stopped five other candidates from trying to unseat him, including Asheville Republican Chuck Archard, who insists he's only on the ballot in the event that Meadows takes a job with the Trump administration. The others, though, 3 Democrats and a Libertarian, are dead set on defeating Meadows, who they say has given them plenty of reasons to do so.
I'm running, as I tell people, because I'm as mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
That's Democrat Steve Woodsmall, a career Air Force officer who retired at the rank of major.
I learned in the military that if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, and it's time for people to step up and be part of the solution.
Woodsmall currently serves on the Transylvania County Planning Board and as an assistant professor and program coordinator of business and organizational leadership at Brevard College.
When he was in Brevard last year at a Chamber of Commerce event, and he took some Q&A, and 3 questions he was asked, and the answer to all 3 was, we need to find conservative solutions to these problems. And where I come from, we don't look at problems in terms of conservative or liberal. We try to look at the evidence, and we try to come up with the best solutions.
Woodsmall of Pisgah Forest has a master's degree in business administration and a doctorate in organization and management. But Hendersonville Democrat Scott Donaldson is a medical doctor, something he says helps inform his perspective. He's currently the chief of staff at Pardee Hospital, serves on the board of directors, and chairs the medical executive committee, all after a 12-year stint as an assistant professor of urology at Duke.
I'm running for Congress because I believe that health care is the principal problem we're seeing in this nation. It's certainly something I hear every day. We just need to create in our nation something that's similar to what every other nation has, and that is a single-payer system. This election is about health. It's about health care. It's affecting more and more of us on a daily basis. It's affecting me right as I stand here with my daughter who just had surgery.
McDowell County Democrat Philip Price has lived all over the district and operates a small wood recycling business that reclaims and reuses old growth lumber from deteriorating structures.
I'm running for Congress because I am sick of being lied to by the current congressman and our current Congress. He's been trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which has provided health insurance for over 44,000 people in the 11th District, including myself, who otherwise didn't have health insurance.
These 3 Democrats know they face an uphill battle against Meadows, but the man with the biggest fight has entered the race from the town of Silva. Auburn grad and general contractor Clifton Ingram's status as a registered Libertarian puts one on the ballot for the first time in a decade in the western part of the state.
Well, I believe that the people really need another choice between just the Republicans and the Democrats, and Libertarians are nationally recognized and should be on the ballot. This was an opportunity to get on the ballot for the mountain folks here in North Carolina.
The Libertarian Party has grown in popularity since 2008, especially in the western portion of the state, despite only representing 0.5% of registered voters. But the more people learn about the party's platform, the bigger gains they seem to make at the polls.
Well, Mark Meadows is known to be fiscally conservative, and so are Libertarians, and I believe the same thing as him in that regard. We're also socially liberal, which means we don't believe in the government has any business in who you marry and what you do with your body.
Ingram won't face an opponent in the May 8th primary election and will instead face Meadows in the general election in November, along with whoever prevails in the Democratic primary. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.